OFM Kids Corner.
This morning in the OFM Kids Corner, we are celebrating World Read Aloud Day. Joining me from Nali Bali in Gauteng and the Free State, Provincial Coordinator Sithembiso Nhlapo. Sithembiso, welcome to OFM.
Thank you very much for having us on OFM and greetings to the listeners.
World Read Aloud Day is celebrating its 10th anniversary today. What is World Read Aloud Day about?
World Read Aloud Day is a day where we want to promote the culture of reading. It's a day where we want to promote reading aloud. It's a day where we want to make awareness to the community to see the importance of reading aloud to your children, especially parents whom we want to be role models and read to their kids on a regular basis.
So something that ties in with promoting reading is to create a culture of storytelling. Tell us how this works together.
Look, storytelling is a very significant aspect of our life, and it plays a very significant role in terms of for literacy in our space. Children who are told or children who are named in storytelling or reading are children who gains vocabulary, are children who in this case use imagination, children who are learning how the language is being used, and are children who are learning new vocabulary, new words in the process. So there are quite a lot of benefits that children are getting in the process. We want to promote this day and reading aloud so that parents can be aware of the significant gains in reading aloud to children on a regular basis. So this is one of the great days where we want to make awareness to say there are a lot of benefits. Yes, we are reading to kids. Reading is it's fun and it's exciting, but there's a lot of also benefits that they get in between of reading.
You know what I love about Nali Bali? It's not only the passion for reading and storytelling, but a lot of what you guys do is absolutely for free. And today on World Read Aloud Day, parents are invited to pledge that they will read this year's story with their children and family members. Tell us a little bit about this year's story. I see it was written by Mabel Nensah.
Yes. So there's a very good party that is happening at the park this year. So we're hoping that this story will make the families create a park. They will go to their gardens and read the story with their kids, and they create their little park and they do a little party in their gardens. So this year's story, it came at the right time where we're celebrating 10 years during World Read Aloud Day. So as part of our 10-year package, and we want to celebrate it very nicely with some story at the park.
You can pledge that you will read to this year's World Read Aloud Nali Bali story on their website, www.nalibali.org. There's also a WhatsApp code that you can use to say that you will be reading the story today. This story isn't available in all 11 South African languages and has been translated into 6 additional languages, which include Swahili, Shona, French, Chichewa, Portuguese, and Lingala. Wow. So Sithembiso, you guys are really opening up the world to reading today.
Nali Bali, it's one of the organizations that is actually taking World Read Aloud by storm. And we want to penetrate the continent in making sure that other children in other countries, they are also exposed to this opportunity that our children in this side of the country are getting.
Today is World Read Aloud Day, and Nali Bali are really waving the flag and leading the way for children and parents to read together. Sithembiso Nhlapo, Gauteng and Free State Provincial Coordinator at Nali Bali, thank you for your time today.
Thank you very much, and I appreciate the opportunity.
Go find the podcast online at ofm.co.za. World Read Aloud Day. Will you be reading the story to your kids tonight?
OFM Kids Corner.